Well, when it comes to various golf courses, especially ones from the Chicagoland area and a little bit beyond that Chicago golfers know very well, one of the ways you might know them is through the hard work of our next guest, Spencer Hadleman. He's a marketing guy, but it goes a little bit above and beyond that now. Spencer, welcome to Golfers on Golf.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. And, you know, as a Chicago golfer, it's great to be on the show with such local programming and notoriety.
Well, Spencer, tell us, you started in marketing, and it wasn't even golf marketing, but then it was, and it's kind of grown, and you've been able to get your company involved with some names in the golf industry that a lot of golfers recognize.
I am so lucky, and you know, I started Advantage in 2015, and most other people in the world in any industry that they go into, you know, their first clients or whoever it is are, you know, they're worked their way up and they want to build trust and whatever it may be. And my first two clients in the golf property world were Sand Valley in Wisconsin, right when it opened, or before it opened, is when I first started working with them. And 3 months later, I was hired at Bandon Dunes, which is the number one golf resort in the whole world. So, you know, for me, I was so fortunate and lucky to get the right opportunity with the right people and not only say and do the right things, but execute it. And obviously, I think that a lot of people in the Chicagoland market have probably seen a lot of my marketing efforts and work that I've done.
Well, let's tell them about some of the courses that your marketing efforts have been involved with.
Well, you know, at a local level, like in Chicago, we work with places like the Glen Club or Harborside or some other ones maybe, but a lot of our efforts are also bringing people from Chicago and throughout the country to our properties in Wisconsin, like Sand Valley, Lasonia, Geneva National, Lac La Belle, which is a newer course right outside Milwaukee. And then we have some other ones like in Michigan, Forest Dunes. We have a bunch of other ones in the Southeast and West Coast. We have a really cool property in New Mexico right outside Albuquerque called Paco, which is a top 50 course in the country, public course. So, you know, for us, I mean, it's really about attracting golfers, whether it's in their prime season or, you know, in Chicago off season, people where they're going to travel to. So obviously Wisconsin is a similar golf season to us in Chicago, but you know, there's people throughout the whole country that are coming and inversing their trips. And for us, it's great just to have properties throughout the whole country.
In addition to your efforts in the marketing world, you've evolved a little bit on the golf side of things with a few golf products. Tell us a little bit about Talon Golf and what's that has led to.
I think I like have an entrepreneurial spirit, and you know, I was thinking there's so many marketing firms out there, and you know, how do I create long-term success? How do I evolve? How do I do whatever? And so at the time, we have all these golf clients and properties and organizations. And, you know, even one I didn't mention, we do the marketing for the CDGA. So everyone, obviously, Chicago is familiar and with our local organization. And so for me, you know, it was like we have all these e-commerce clients also that are not golf related. And so I came back and I have sweaty hands. I go through gloves like crazy. And I was like, you know what? I hate paying 25, 20 bucks, 30 bucks for a golf glove that I like. And so I came up with a business model where I created a golf brand that's main product is gloves. And then it's evolved where we have hats and towels and a lot of other products that people love. And what I wanted to do with it was have it be low cost products that are high quality. And the way we could do that is because our company doesn't have any employees, because all the marketing efforts and the efforts of the company are run through my other company. So I have two companies, and one's, you know, paying fees to the other. But at the end of the day, the cost savings of not having overhead is passed down to the customer. So you're getting a really quality product that's probably would retail if you had a FootJoy logo or a Titleist logo on it for 25 bucks, and you can get three of them for 30. You know, so it's a very, you know, it's a business model that I think I couldn't do unless I had the marketing company I have and the expertise I have there.
Well, tell us a little bit about the glove. When you were designing it, what were you trying to put into it that you thought would be not only beneficial for you, but to the people that you were selling it to?
Well, I think the biggest thing was the ones that are at similar price point either are that synthetic leather that gets slippery and or just doesn't work as well, or you have, you know, just not the same grade Cabretta leather. So this is like, when I sent the samples of the gloves, I wanted to be like to the factories, you know, overseas. I was using Titleist ones, I was using FootJoy ones, and I said, like, this is the type of leather, this is the type of palm feel that I want consumers to have, because I think that's crucial and that's important. And, you know, for me, it's kind of like interesting because everyone's hand is different. Like, there's no perfect, like, universal hand size, even if everyone's like, I'm a large or I'm a medium large or I'm a cadet, whatever it may be. Everyone's fingers and hands are different. So I just think the biggest thing for us is trying to get as close to possible with a lot of the main brands, which I think we've done. And we've seen that with the amount of people that have reordered. I mean, the company just launched June 1st.
Spencer, can any of the courses that you've talked about here today that you do marketing with, can they find your gloves there?
No, everything's sold online right now at talongolfco.com. But you know, I think in the future, hopefully we'll do some co-branding, because I think we have a new hat manufacturer, and I think our hat quality is much better than it was when we first started the company. And I think we have some stuff aligned where we're going to do some co-branding. And then we also have some demand for our t-shirts and hoodies. We're seeing, and this is not just in Chicago, but like at resorts, golf resorts throughout the country, if you look 4 or 5 years ago, like 90% of the pro shop is stuff you would buy to wear on the course. So, you know, your core zips or your heavier stuff or polos. And we're finding it's probably like 60-65%. And the rest is now stuff you wear in casual wear, athleisure. And so that was one of the takeaways, where some of my clients have felt our Talon hoodies and our t-shirts that, you know, I think you have right there, that are so soft and comfortable that they're asking us, can you either co-brand or white label, you know, on your product with that. So I think that's probably where we'll go with that. And then we may do some white labeling of our glove, you know, with the actual course logos instead of the Talon logo.
Well, finally, again, tell us where we get these products that look outstanding. You've shown them here to me. Talon Golf, just picking them up. Very soft material. Feels like it'd be very comfortable outside, whether it's a hot day or a cooler day or whatever, but very comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, so I was at a bachelor party at Pinehurst, and that's when I noticed the trends at the pro shops. It was in last summer. 35% of their pro shop was just t-shirts and hoodies that you can't wear that aren't like golf appropriate or whatever. And so I came back, and first thing we did was t-shirts, and then we got our hoodies in, I want to say November 1st. And since November 1st, we've had to reorder our hoodie inventory 3 times. You know, and I think a lot of it's just because so many more people are working from home, and they want like a lightweight, really, really soft hoodie that they're wearing in their air conditioning or their heat or whatever it may be. And we're also seeing a lot of female customers in the hoodie, people buying it for their spouses or, you know, female golfers or people that just like the logo, you know, because it's a cool bird and, you know, it's a really soft hoodie.
Again, what's the website on that? Where can people find it?
It's Talon, TALON, golf.co.com.